This meeting is now being recorded.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us this morning. This is Aliza Agopian with ICANN. This is the first meeting of the Implementation Advisory Group to review the existing procedure for handling WHOIS conflicts with privacy laws. I see we seem to have a bit of a critical mass, so we're going to get started. Just as a reminder, mute your line if you're not speaking so we don't get any feedback. I'd like to start off just by thanking you all for volunteering your time to work on this issue. This began in July of this past summer when we published a paper on the procedure in line with a periodic review that was intended to be carried out when the procedure was implemented. We asked for public comment and received 9 comments with a range of suggestions and responses. So in response, we convened this group to discuss how the procedure may be amended and implemented differently in the future. So we received a number of volunteers, I think close to 60 in all. So thank you all for volunteering your time and offering your input. So I'd like to, first of all, introduce myself. I'm the lead researcher here at ICANN. I work with my boss, Karen Lentz, who is also on the call, who also will be helping to lead this group. As well as Jamie Hedlund, who is the Vice President of our Strategic Programs and who's also leading a stream of initiatives related to WHOIS, and he's going to speak a little bit about how this fits in with all of the number of other issues we're working on related to WHOIS. Jamie, if you're on the line, would you like to speak about that?
Sure. Thanks for that introduction, Lisa. As many, though not all of you know, there are a number of WHOIS-related activities ongoing within the ICANN community. This one that we're here to talk about today is just one of them. There are also work streams that are more policy-focused, such as accreditation of proxy and privacy providers, as well as the expert working groups proposals. There are some that are contract implementation, such as this one, implementation of THIC WHOIS, both generally and for ComNet and org. So, and then there are also a number of, handful of technical work streams on things like WEIRD, RDAP, and the work that's ongoing at the IETF. In its LA communique, the GAC asked for a roadmap of all of the WHOIS activities that are ongoing. We are about to send out a roadmap as well as something. Timeline for those entities, and as soon as and this one again is included in that list, we will send that to this list as well.
Thanks, Jamie. So with that in mind, I thought we could go quickly through the agenda and we'll get started. Today we'd like to discuss the draft statement of work, which if you'll notice, if you're in the Adobe Connect room, we have a link to our community wiki page, which has the statement of work available on the homepage. So if you want to get to that, we'll discuss that first. That also includes the charter questions we'd like to discuss with you with this group. We'll talk a little bit about the group's methodology, including staff and volunteers' roles and responsibilities. We'll talk about scheduling for future calls and then talk about our next call for February. So, we'd like to begin with the draft statement of work, and hopefully you've all had a chance to read it online. Basically, I've condensed the mission here and the 3 key questions, although there are many other underlying questions for each of these. Our proposal is to, first of all, we'd like to hear your thoughts on the mission and the questions themselves, and then if you're comfortable with the charter questions, what we'd like to do is for each of the next few meetings, begin to talk about in each meeting, talk about one question and kind of unpack some of the issues in there and hear your thoughts on those. So I'd like to open up the conversation and hear any thoughts you may have. Would anyone like to go first?
Does this mean no one has any comments on the proposed scope of work?
Okay. Well, if that's the case, this might be a shorter call than we anticipated. I can go through the other issues that we had laid out in our agenda, and then maybe we can start tackling the first question itself, if everyone is agreeable with that. I don't see any hands raised. I hope our audio is working correctly.
Sorry, it is working. This statement of work? Sorry.
I have a link in the notes pod. It's on our community wiki page, which I sent around on the email list.
Right.
If you're in the Adobe Connect room, under the first item, there's a link there. And could you identify yourselves as your...
I'm Patrick Charnley from IFPI. I haven't reviewed that before this call.
So perhaps we can move forward and you can all, if you have a chance and are in the Adobe Connect room, can use that link and take a look at what's there, and we can come back to this in a moment.
Thank you.
So we can review a little bit about the group methodology and how we envision this group to be working. As I've noted here, the staff have drafted an initial version of the statement of work. We're, of course, open to your comments and suggestions for changing that or improving that. If we don't get to that on this call, you're always welcome to send those to the email list, and we can incorporate changes that way and discuss it on our listserv. In short, the staff's role here is to facilitate a discussion based upon whatever statement of work we agree upon and the charter questions that we'd like to discuss, and provide any support for the group as necessary moving forward. The primary responsibility, of course, falls onto the members themselves. Your responsibilities, of course, are to participate in what we envision to be monthly phone calls, develop consensus among yourselves on any modifications to the procedure that would be recommended eventually to the GNSO Council, which would then decide or determine what further action they want to take on changing implementation of the procedure itself. And this is just a reminder as well to fill out your statements of interest on our wiki page. I have the link here, but I'll also send an email reminder about that as well. Several of you have done this in the last couple of weeks, and I thank you for that. There's still a few others left out there, and if you could get to that within the next week or so, that would be great. Any questions or concerns there? Okay. So in terms of moving forward, we'd like to rotate the timing of the calls. The group members are pretty evenly distributed around the world. So we started off with this time today, but we can try for another time next month and just rotate the times, or we can send out a doodle poll and see what works best for those who can attend. We're proposing here to target the first Wednesday of each month for a call, just so that it's a little bit more predictable in terms of timing and scheduling. Are there any particularly strong feelings either way on how we schedule timing? This is Ashley Heineman here from NTIA. I like the idea of doodle polls. I'm fine with a standing Wednesday meeting. you know, to, and I support facilitating as much global participation as possible, but if we're going to be arranging a time, just kind of rotating it on the assumption that people will be participating, I don't think that's necessarily helpful, particularly if they're not participating and everyone else has to wake up really early or stay up really late.
Thank you, Ashley. Noted. I think that's a good point. Any other comments? Looks like in the chat we have more support for the doodle poll. So I'll go ahead and use that to schedule the next meeting. So that would be, I think tentatively would be February 4th, I believe, is the first Wednesday of the next month. So if you want to mark your calendars for then, we'll send out a doodle poll shortly and figure out the best time for everyone. So with that in mind, we had a tentative schedule here. On each call, we would discuss one of the charter questions. We can get started on question one since we have so much time today and move forward depending on how long it takes to get through each issue and have a draft of your recommendations prepared in May with a final report, and presented to the GNSO Council around June. That is the schedule we had in mind. And then, once again, I just wanted to remind you all to fill out your statements of interest on the wiki page, and we'll talk a little bit more about charter question one next. But is there anything else you would like to discuss before we get into the questions themselves? I see some typing, so I'll wait for that. Okay, I see that.
So,
Ashley. Go ahead, Jamie.
So, yeah, I was just going to suggest maybe picking up on Ashley's comment here, maybe what we should do is let everyone have another period of time to look at the proposed scope of work and charter and make sure that that there aren't any questions on that before we proceed to question ones, in part because we proposed that following that those things that we would use the file the questions in the in scope of work.
Thanks, Jamie. I think that's a good suggestion. Any other comments from the group?
I'd agree with that. It's Patrick Chanley again. Thanks.
Okay. In that case, I think I can send a note around to everyone with the link once again to the statement of work with the questions in it and give you some time to chew over those issues. Share any thoughts you may have initially with the listserv, and we'll plan on discussing the first question in more detail on the February call. Is there any other business or issues you'd like to discuss today?
I have a quick question. Is there any plans for, I'm sorry, this is Ashley Heineman again from NTIA. Are there plans to have a face-to-face meeting or any type of meeting at the ICANN Singapore meeting?
Not currently, but we can, I suppose, discuss it and see how many of you all might be there and see if we can find time to schedule that. And I can raise that issue with the group.
This is Karen Lentz. That may work as well at the next meeting. Being the first week in February, they run into a little bit of travel conflicts with people attending the ICANN meeting in Singapore. So we could explore whether it might make sense to do a face-to-face there as well.
Yes, I'll definitely have travel issues for the next meeting if that's going to be the proposed time frame.
Okay. Take a look at that.
Thanks for bringing that up. Any other comments before we close the meeting?
Okay. Well, thank you all for your time today and for participating, and we'll be in touch on the listserv.
Thank you.
Thanks all.
Thank you.